WHDD presents Susan Says.
I spent an incredible day yesterday at the Javits Center attending a conference on hate, yes, and tolerance too, and so much more. It was the Anti-Defamation League's fourth conference called Never Is Now. That plays off the theme of Never Forget regarding the Holocaust. I had once worked at the Anti-Defamation League doing special events and running their speakers bureau, and this was a really special event. Over 1,800 participating people learning, teaching, and honoring two great humanitarians. One, my favorite comedian, Sacha Baron Cohen. He's so much more. He gave a brilliant lecture on the growing insidiousness of the internet, on how it helps rather than stops the worst aspects possible. And to the heroic founder of Jobani Yogurt, a Kurd from Turkey who has come to America and really lives what he calls the American dream, becoming hugely successful and hiring immigrants to spread his bounty. His name is Hamdi Yulukaya. More about that later. The day started out with a rousing speech by the CEO of Anti-Defamation League, impressive young man named Jonathan Greenblatt. He's taken the helm recently. He's a visionary. The ADL's mission over 100 years is to fight anti-Semitism, all kinds of hate. Their programs range from monitoring incidents of violence around the world. They educate, they train on campuses, they work with law enforcement in many ways in the community. They report on cyber hate, which is a sadly growing phenomenon. And they work with security, again, sadly needed right here in New York with incidents lately. From several different but all relevant and important panels, I chose Anti-Israel versus Anti-Semitism, a workshop examining the difference where they overlap. It was very nuanced. The question is not always easy to divine. Another panel on anti-Semitism around the world with speakers from Brazil, Poland, and the Netherlands. Rather alarming statistics about the rise in violence, the frightening prospects of Jews in these countries who have suffered in the past, the numbers who remain and what their fears are now. All of this sort of anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim hatred spread again by the internet and anti-immigrant stands with populism. Other panels dealing with hatred on college campuses and personal stories from the likes of Dr. Ruth Westheimer, herself a survivor of the Holocaust. I was happy to see former New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. He now works in security, combating anti-Semitism around the world. We could not have a more effective fighter, and we need him. And there were 300 students from high schools, which was wonderful to see. They're being informed and empowered. I have to say the reality now is not a happy one. That slogan maintains a constant and growing battle, never is now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.